This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Of course, we are reporting from the Iowa State Fair. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, today is a little correction from the short covering rally we've seen since the government report. You might remember the report came out on Tuesday. It was bearish corn, bullish beans, flat out. 16.7 in the corn crop, it'd be a record, 188.8 yield. Bean crop, 4.29 under the July estimate, and a yield of 53.6. So the day of the report did what you is expected. The corn's down 9 or 10, and the beans had a solid 30-40 cent rally in their day. And the beans continued that rally yesterday, and the short covering rally today, they kind of ran out of steam. Looking ahead, factors to look at is the non-threatening weather, which has been a very, very factor all year. The crop tours that are underway, Ag Resources got a small one going right now. And then the biggie is Pro Farmer, starting next Monday, finishing this next Thursday.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for the contract? Live in concert.
It's a family.
Josephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
At the close, September corn up one even at 375 even. September soybeans down 16.5 at 10.07.5. Soybean meal down 270 at 284.30. Soybean oil down $1.40 at $51.99. On the Merck, August live cattle down 220 at 233.35. August feeders down 547 at 340.40. October lean hogs down $1.65 at 89.12. Pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22. And August class 3 milk down 2 cents at 17.40. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Riley Smith.